So, is everyone loud enough? No one too loud.
Hard movements. I can play the easy movement, but I can't play the hard movements. So. All right, how about the key of... how about D?
Something a little less soft there.
What are you playing? What patch?
I'll play organ for this.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. How's software?
Oh, it's going well.
Good. What are you working on?
Parking meters.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, parking meter. Day.
Yeah.
Do you work for a municipality or for the company?
I work for Duncan, the company that makes the meters.
Okay.
Actually, I work for a consulting firm that works for Duncan.
Okay.
And I've done a bunch of other stuff, but I keep coming back to them, so that's what I'm on right now.
They keep calling you up and saying. Okay. Yeah.
No, if it kept not working, I don't think they'd keep coming.
Well, hey, if they're selling it to municipalities, you know, those people keep buying anything, so.
The other way around, I think. No, I guess you got it. Quality instrument there.
Yeah. 90 cents, or is that 90 some other?
That's 90 baht, which comes out to be about 50 cents.
Oh, okay.
So.
What did I say? Is it from Montgomery?
Yeah.
Just working?
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I don't think so. That sounds pretty good. Yeah, I suppose they got those. Of course, that would be some other thing, some other field of electricity to mess up the sound. Or
I think that while it was moving, it would mess up the sound.
Yeah. What did you do to get rid of that hum? That was. Did you shield some cables or? Was Mike's no, what is it? Oh, okay. Not a 12 string, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's also a Fender bank strap in that thing behind you, which is also in tune.
Oh, well, I'll take the Fender. I'm used to that.
But either one, you know, whatever you want, just grab it. Sorry about the E flat.
Oh, no, that's fine.
It keeps the action.
Okay, I hear you. Sounded. Thank you. me a cowboy. You weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. And that was a long time, no matter how I tried. You just goodbye like some broken down man. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. To believe in this living's just a hard way to go. Slides in my kitchen, him there above me buzzing. Done nothing since I woke up today. How the heck can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, say they got nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing to believe in this living, such a hard way to go.
I'll try. Okay.
Sure, if you throw me the chords.
Let's see. Oh, it's Candy Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
do that one.
The animals version?
Well, we'll start with that one.
Thank you.
children not to do what I
classic, but I can hear the metal slightly. Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, you know. It's not like you have to hide it.
Depends on the situation.
Oh, what's this one? That's jazz. I forget that jazz part you were trying to do.
Did you ever go through any type of like more like heavy rock metal stage?
Not really. I mean.
Cool.
I've gone through a lot of different stages, but yeah. Never hard metal. I'm listening to it, but not playing.
Yeah. It ruins me.
I have very much, I'm going into several electronica playing stages,
okay.
and I keep returning to that. I really enjoy it, but I haven't ever done metal.
Oh, that's cool.
One of these days I'll have to learn, one metal song just. Actually, I like a lot of the metal bands when they do non-metal songs. Like, one of my goals is to learn Silent Lucidity on guitar.
Oh, classic, yeah.
And
I remember the beginning of that years ago, and I've forgotten it all, but that's a good song.
Which one?
Silent Lucidity, Queensryche.
Queensryche,
I remember the name.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah, I think the electronics would cost $1,000 by themselves. Huh. Like the electronics and mechanics.
Just the parts. Without putting it.
Well, no, that was what I would guess the including the assembly cost and all that.
Well,
so,
not so much.
$1,000 the cost of the guitar, plus it would need batteries.
Yeah, but people pay that kind of money for shit all the time in music.
There might be a market for a couple hundred of them a year. Guitars that never went out of tune.
I mean, if it worked and it sounded good, it's a labor-saving device. Well, then you could put all your money in groupies.
Wait, you can buy groupies? Is there a groupie store?
I think they rent by the hour.
I don't see any of the other old chestnuts that we did.
Well, you can check the other folder.
We did. God,
what
I
remains
this
of it?
Swing band last night. I swear I knew every song they did. I mean, they did Route 66 and Mac the Knife back to back. Those were two of our big two. Route 66.
Since we seem to be doing well on the blues, do you want to try St. James's in front?
Yeah, okay. What key do we do that in?
I want to say E, but maybe not.
St. James?
Down on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Wherever she may be, she will serve. soup, crap shit, popers. Let the chorus girls sing my song. Put a white hot jazz band at the top of my head so we can raise hell as we go along. Folks, now that you've heard my story, say, boy, give me another shot of booze. If anyone should ever ask them, tell them I've got the same infirmary blues.
Sweet and dirty.
I was trying to walk a bass line. I just couldn't come up with it. But
it's like one of those, it's almost so easy to trip over it.
Yeah.
Do you guys know, you know the single blues?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Maybe the first blues song of all time?
Really?
Maybe. W.C. Handy. He was like, sort of studied class. Well, he was a church guy. His father was a preacher, black guy, and a black, you know, I mean, a real strict Baptist thing.
Yeah, the only place I've ever heard the name W.C. Handy is in Walking in Memphis, the song.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, they mentioned his name?
Yeah.
Handy might be the father of the blues.
W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me?
Oh, yeah, he might be the father of the blues. And then he, so he started writing his blues, different kind of stuff, and then his father, he and his father were, his father slapped him around and said, that's, you know, that's the devil's music. Seriously, that was that old Baptist thing. And then he went out and heard real blue, or heard, you know,
this was after the Civil War, but basically they were still slaves working in the fields, and thought, oh shit, that's what it is. And so he wrote St. Louis Blues and a couple of others. But this one, this is a good song. It's let's see. I think he's doing it. See. Pardon?
Oh, that works. That's good.
F minor. St. Louis woman, she wears a store brought C ring. Stays there. She pulled that man of mine by her apron. F minor. C7. Now if it wasn't for the powder and the store bought say that man I love, he wouldn't go nowhere. Then it goes, they go, they go nowhere. G, no, which is a G to a C. Where? Got a St. Louis, we're back in the F. Got a St. Louis blues, where it be flat as I can be F. A rock down in the sea. Oh, he wouldn't have gone so far away from me. Got a St. Louis blues. Got a St. Louis blues. Got a St. Sun go down. going for a D flat. He gonna leave this tab 7, B flat, F 7, and a C. If I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today, if I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today, gonna get my charm and make my getaway. Say, now if it F minor for the pattern and the store-bought hair, gee, that a man I love, he wouldn't go nowhere. G to a C, got a St. Louis blues, I'm as blind as a man can be. Well, that man's got a heart like a rock down in the sea. Or else he wouldn't have gone so far away from me. Got a St. Louis
a little bit. I doubt this is original. Yeah. He probably just went with that straight 1-4-5. Though he added that minor, I think, that middle part. There's a corny ass movie. But Nat King Cole plays W.C. Handy. Oh,
yeah. That must have been interesting.
So in the final... The only good thing about it is you get to hear Nat King Cole sing, and you know, he was quite a good pianist too. Yeah, he was quite good. He the last, they have this happy reconciliation between father and son, and he stands up in the church and sing, and I think he sings this song, which was just utter bullshit.
But at least with the organist accompanying him,
yeah, I mean. I think the choir backing him up, you know. But at least it kind of gave a whole bunch of movie parts to black people. That's the only good thing about the movie. Yeah, he had a TV show.
Nat King Cole?
He had a TV show. That guy was hot. I mean, he had at least one number one hit, that Christmas song with Mel Torme. He had this show, half hour, jazz. Well, he'd just sing and play. And one day he's got on there 5-year-old Billy Preston, you know, the great Billy Preston, 5-year-old little kid, he's up there playing the piano and singing with Nat King Cole.
Wow.
So they were showing it recently on Retro on Channel 9. It's a good tune.
Huh.
Throw it in the mix. How about, you want to try Dry County?
Sure. I mean, have you ever heard it?
You know it? By
I don't know
YouTube? Is this by YouTube?
No. Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
That's the
third part. I'm going to need the words too, but I think we can share them. I'm not the words, but the chords.
Let me see if I can remember how it starts.
Here's some of our others. Stuck in the Middle, Washington, Texas, The Trip. I can only find one page, but don't.
I think once I get going, I'll be fine, and the chords are the same.
Chords are the same, okay.
It starts out, can you give me just the first line?
Across the border they turn
water into wine. Okay, okay. Some say it's the devil's blood that's squeezing from the vine. Some say it's a savior, he's hard in desperate times. If he helps me to forget, then we're just born to die.
And you didn't have to work back home. There's nothing in this pain.
the ghosts are all I know. Now the oil's gone and the money's gone. All the jobs are gone. Still we carry on down in dry county, swimming in the sand, praying for some holy water to wash these sins from off our hands in dry county. Promise has run dry. Nobody cries, and no one's getting out of here alive. Blessed name of Jesus, I heard that preacher say that we are all God's children, and that he'd be coming back someday. I hope that he knew something when he drank that cup of wine. I didn't have too good a feeling. As I head to the night,
be my guest.
I search this curse of the sky to open. I pray this card.
What is it? Something for rain.
I pray all night for water. Foam is burning in my veins. It was like my soul's on fire. And I had to watch the games. And my hair blew up in ashes. And my future blew away. Now the oil's gone and the money's gone. All the jobs are gone. Still we carry on down in dry county, swimming in the sand, praying for some holy water to wash these sins from off our hands in dry county. Our sides run dry where nobody cries. Whole life waiting, praying for some big reward. It seems sometimes that payoff leaves you feeling like a dirty whore. I could choose the way I die, make it the gun or the knife. Cause the other way there's too much pain, night after night after night. Down in dry county, swimming in the sand, praying for some holy water to wash these sins from. Has run dry where nobody cries and no one getting out of here.
No, I think you're thinking of...
That was another song.
That was another song where I had the...
This song just cries out for it.
Yeah, it does.
Christ.
Yeah, I've been working on a version of American Pie that's like all about, you know, did you drive an SUV and did you believe that you were free if the government told you so? I'm trying to think. I think it was that Rolling Stones song that I had the the
Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah, Sympathy for the Devil. That was where I had the I was there and sitting in the back when Bush decided to bomb Iraq. The American people shouted with glee because cheap foreign oil is all they ever see.
How about the trip?
Oh, sure, sure.
Let me play the drums.
Sure, sure.
And that song took me forever.
Can you
and I finally realized it's
can right. You do the bass line on the trip or
or just do a combo of the
It's just whenever I try and do the bass line, I like screw up other parts. Although, hey, maybe a year has mysteriously. No, that those are instrument mics. Yeah. Is that going to have enough chord for you?
That's about it, yeah. That will work. This will work.
It's two chords. I don't think we ever have. It's just that.
Lights were tootin' on the sunset. I saw a sign in the sky. Trip. I couldn't keep up, but if I tried, stop that reality, come honey, to get some instant sleep and back. And the driver just
the sequins in her hair. Time she stepped out of a buffalini film. She stepped on a white small chair. Started to take a second look just to see what I could see. The bubble burst and the bubble does. It was a nobody there to be. Toast the turn.
We sat in a velvet jewel case with the sparkles everywhere. And Judy sat on a diamond ring and talked of the days gone by. We spoke from a kaleidoscope and the pros and the sand. Judy and me for a piece of cake. I really did.
Trip hop going on there.
Yeah, that was retro. What other ones did we do over when I was sitting over here? Stuck in the Middle.
Yeah, I think so. I hope that's you.
That's me. Oh, we could try to jump for an extra blues.
Oh, sweet.
Really. Should we switch to C? Does that sound
I don't know what key. Okay, do you want it in D or C?
Yeah.
I don't care. Starting out with nothing, and you're proud that you're a self-made man. back and say peace. Second time we might, I might hit a few more right notes.
That solo was good though.
Can I turn the pitch up on this?
The pitch?
I mean the volume.
It'd be my guess.
On the
would you?
I can't remember how to do this.
Don't feel bad. Neither can I.
I think you punch edit, hit the thing you want, and then where's level? Level. There it is. Is that?
That appears to be all you get.
I'll have to do.
I can just crank the high on the floor.
Yeah, it's frustrating not to have that. This is your number one thing. And it doesn't seem to matter where you hit it or when or how hard. It's just, it's like autistic.
Well, Dave, I promise. I promise if you and on coming back and playing for more than twice this year, I will fix this.
How much are these, is the good brand?
I found one on eBay for $350 once. Usually they go for about $6.
Oh.
So it's not a cheap thing to do.
No.
But if I actually had someone playing there, I would certainly put a good brain in.
Is that like so many bit that makes it the good brain?
Well, it's, you know, it's the manufacturer, the number of inputs, the number of bits. The one that I'm looking at is the one that John, I've forgotten his name. John, the drummer friend of Mike's uses.
His name is Dave.
Dave.
Yeah. There's two Johns, two Daves, yeah. No, John was that other guy, that other drummer we had.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking John's the one. The guy who had...
Because Dave had one, too.
Yeah, anyway, it's the V10, it's the Roland Cosm.
Yeah, Roland V10.
And it, you know, they usually go for about $6.
Yeah.
Though I keep hoping I'll see a broken one, because I could actually fix what's wrong with this one, I'm just too lazy. because of... But I can fix almost anything that goes wrong with these.
You know, and did Mike tell you, John and Mike and I played at my house one time?
Yeah, he mentioned that.
And John had his complete drum set. Boy, he's a lot better drummer than what we heard here. He was good. Yeah.
He was always good here.
Yeah.
And I thought he was
good. I mean, he was a lot better when he had his complete...
More pads to whack on.
Yeah, yeah, I was impressed. So were my neighbors.
Oh, sure.
No, actually, they were cool. Nobody said anything.
And my neighbors have been pretty cool, too. I mean, I've been...
Well, hell, you're in a good...
I've been doing jam sessions, like, almost every week and sometimes two or three times a week. And,
yeah.
You know, we've been running it pretty quiet here this time. But,
yeah.
Like, a lot of times when I get... You know, some of the younger crowd in, they want to see what the PA will do. And
yeah. Well, how many homeowners do you have in the street? Are they all is this all rentals or are they all mixed?
There's two homeowners and three rentals that I know of.
Yeah.
So, like, the people, my next door neighbors on this side are homeowners.
Here?
Yeah, and he runs the bar that's just, like, around the corner.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's a music place.
Yeah, they...
Yeah, it's a jam place, or open mic.
Yeah, they have open mics.
Yeah.
And then the next door neighbor on the other side's branding the one with the Dean sign.
With the what? Oh, the Dean sign, yeah. So, yeah. That's
we face off with our Dean and Kucinich signs.
That's cool.
It was funny at the primary.
Yeah, I suppose it was, you know. Yeah, well, you're only third. Yeah, well, you're only sixth.
Actually, in the primary for our district... Kucinich beat Dean.
Did he?
It was so funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I am actually our Kucinich delegate to the state. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is what happens when you go not entirely sober and not entirely well slept to a primary.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy days are here again.
They really shouldn't have those primaries on Saturday morning. <It's just laughs> Okay, so you want to try,
you're
back and say, I can make the sense of it all. I can see it makes no sense at all. On the floor. Actually reminds me of another song, wondering if you know.
Go ahead.
That's C, but if you have a preferred key. Once Bitten, Twice Shy,
yeah,
by Great White. From all over God's world. You can't remember when you got your last name. You don't know just how a woman. All that rock and roll. Thank you.
I grant you I'm not quite in your skill level, but if you ever want to drop by and jam some more, you're more than welcome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, I think my skill level is, I played in my closet or in my, you know, my bedroom for 10 years, and so, you know, I can do these little runs and stuff, but my musical ability, like playing songs, is still pretty limited.
Yeah, that's kind of the boat I'm in as well.
Really?
I'm trying to get to where I feel like I could play out somewhere.
Yeah.
You know. With all these hours and hours of practice I've put in, I feel like at some point I have to get something out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Other than the enjoyment.
Oh, sure.
I do rather get
into it. I hear that. Now, I played in a couple just like hard rock bands, but it was really focused, perfect, simple three-chord stuff, you know, and even thrown in a few weird chords like this, and I'm like, I get a little shaky.
I can just to go over the words once real quick. It's just
you might know better than me, but go ahead.
The times are getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming and a strumming all over God's world. You can't remember when you got your last meal, and you don't know just how a woman feels.
Yeah.
You didn't know that rock and roll
burned,
so you got a candle and you lived and you learned. You got the then no, that's not.
You got
that's
the rhythm. You got the
no, that's from later. That's from later in the song. Lived and you learned. Oh wait a minute! I think the first one's the one with the sister in the parking lot. you didn't know what rock and roll was until you met my drummer in the back of the bus.
I got there in the nick of time.
Before he got his hands across your state line. That's it.
That's brilliant stuff right there.
Woman, your man's gonna die in his sleep. There's blood on my amp and my Les Paul's beat. Can't keep you home, you're messing around. My best friend told me you're the best trick in town. You didn't know that rock and roll burned, so you got a candle and you lived and you learned. You got the rhythm, you got the speed. Mama's little baby likes it short and sweet. I said,
okay.
Nah, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then the last verse is, what is it?
Very inappropriate, but when this band, they had that big fire where a couple of them died, we all learned this song. Some friends of mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that just came out. Oh, yeah.
We were
Great White.
Yeah,
sign said max capacity 200. But I don't know. I'm sure we could come up with something.
Remember, you got your last meal, and you don't know just how. Didn't know how rock and roll looked until you caught your sister with the guys from the group. Halfway there in the nick of time, before he got his hands across your stage. Gonna die to sleep. There's blood on your hands and the Les Paul's feet. Can't keep you home, you're messing around. Your best friend told me you're the best trick in town. Didn't know how rock and roll works until you caught your sister with the guys from the group. Halfway home in the parking lot, from the look in her eye, she was giving what she got and then my. Twice shy, babe. I said my. I'm once bitten, twice shy, babe. I said my. I'm once bitten, twice shy, babe.
People don't react well to having to leave buildings quickly.
Law and Order did a good one.
Nightclub Disaster?
Yeah.
There was another one within the same month.
There was, yeah.
Detroit.
I think they're nearly always fires. Because they tend to run more equipment than they're rated for. They never make any attempt.
Well, this one, the place is notorious. Everybody was in trouble because no one had shut it down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have fond memories of, I don't know if you've ever been to Club Fusion. It's this funky little place above a record store on the map. All wood frame building.
Sure.
I remember walking in there once, and they were making chai over a propane burner in this all wood building with no vents.
Awesome.
And running 10 kilowatts worth of PA system out of 220 amp outlets. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, oh boy. And there's only one exit, and you have to go down these stairs. And they'd run this big conduit that you had to duck under to get to run wiring through. So I was just thinking, this is like a disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So you stand by the exit.
I just stood there and, waited. Nothing bad happened. But I think the chai was what really got me.
Yeah.
And you could see that the flame was like half burnt. So I was just visualizing carbon monoxide poisoning. 100 people died today. Confusion. Actually, the fire marshal made them clean up their acts, so it has like more than one exit now. And I think they have decent power service. I think they still make chai over a propane burner, though. But they did get a fire extinguisher. What key would you like it in?
That never matters to me.
Okay, just to make sure, I'm going to pull up the lyrics because I always forget the best verse.
Just turn around and just
there's a pleased to meet you. Five. Pleased to meet
once
you.
Once you hear it, I think, if
don't
you've ever heard the song,
name.
Once you hear it, it'll come back.
What was troubling you is the nature of my game.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Been around for a long, long year. So many minutes, soul and days. I was around when Jesus Christ and his woman down in pain made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is just the nature of my game. Around St. Petersburg, the thought was time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers, Anastasia screaming pain. Brother Tank had the general strength. When the blitzkrieg raged and the body is stacked, pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is just the nature of my game. Watch me flee as your kings and queens electric indicates for the gods they made. Count it out who killed the Kennedys when after all it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth in a case, and I lay traps for troubadours who got killed before they reached Bombay and back to the other side. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. I was there and sitting in the back when the man decided to bomb Iraq. But the American people shouted with glee, 'cause cheap foreign oil is all they ever see. So let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste, and I got put on a breath. Pleased to meet you. Hope you'd guess my name. But what's puzzling you is just the nature of my game.
Oh yeah, get down in it. Yeah. I'm sorry, the G.
Since every cop is a criminal, and all the sinners saints, as I end this deal, just call me the spy. 'Cause I'm in need of some restraint. 'Cause it did me. Have some sympathy, have some courtesy, and some taste. Give all your well and thought of this, or else I lay your soul to waste. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Yeah, but what puzzle? It's just the nature of my game.
What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? Tell you one time, you're to blame. One more time.
Nice to meet you.
Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is just the nature of my game. Very nice. Very nice.
Sound like, is that, does Richards usually play those solos or is the other guy? Because back then that was Mick Taylor on that Beggar's Banquet.
I don't really know the Stones aside from Jagger.
Yeah, they had Mick Taylor for a while, and then they got, is it Ron Woods?
Ron Woods.
Who, he's been with them for like 20 years.
Maybe is Ron the lead guitar player?
I think he does more lead than, well, they do different kinds of lead.
It seems like Keith just kind of goes around the
stage. Pretty much, yeah. I think that's probably all he can do anymore.
Yeah, true.
Well, they had, let's see, who they
Keith
had.
Keith needs the self-playing guitar.
Yeah. They had another guitarist who drowned in a swimming pool. Brian somebody.
Yeah, I always want to say Brian May, Brian Johnson, but the two other guys.
Is Brian somebody, Epstein? No, that's he was a manager.
Seems like there's an awful high attrition rate for professional musicians.
Yeah.
No wonder they pay them so much. It's apparently a risky job.
Sure.
Well, I don't know.
Not that they really pay most of them that much.
No. No, they're not paying us.
But yeah, that's a good trivia question. Is name a pop rock band or just rock band from the 60s or 70s that didn't lose a member?
I don't know if I can.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of anything.
The Monkees. None of them ever died. Did they?
I mostly know it because Smash Mouth covered it for Shrek.
Oh, okay. When we were having breakfast this morning with your dad, mm-hmm. when I went to the bathroom, I didn't notice, probably the same music. Mm-hmm. There, somebody was doing this really cool version of Last Train to Clarksville.
Oh, really?
That Monkees hit, which was actually one of their best tunes.
Yeah, there must be a good version of it out there somewhere.
Well, let's see. Maybe a couple more?
Sure.
How about we could do Map the Knife?
Sure, although I think maybe I'll do the drums for that one.
Okay. Or if you want to, we can double up on the keyboards, too.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Okay. Close to it,
but they had a cute chick. C6 to G9. Oh, the shock has hurt it to death, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife holds Mac D minor, and he keeps it. When that shark bites with his teeth dim, scarlet billows start to spread. Dusty glows, oh, where's Mackie dear? So there's never a trace of red. On the corner, Sunday morning, there's a body oozing light. Someone sneaking around the corner. Could it be there's a tugboat, doot doot, down by the river, don't you know? With cement bags dropping down, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10. Mackie's back in town. Louis Miller, he disappeared after drawing out all of his cash. Now Mackie spends like a sailor. Could it be that our boy's done something right? Jenny Diver, da da dee da, Lucille Brown. Oh, the line forms to the right, dear. Now that Mackie's back in town. Oh, the shot. Okay.
Anything else? How about your new tune?
Oh, I don't know well enough to.
Yeah? Okay. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time, yeah.
Get it up on the chord sheet or something?
Yeah, get the chords down.
Okay.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles on the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, you might see St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City. It is mighty pretty. See Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely trip? Thank you.
St. Louis, Chaplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City. Hit it with Mighty Betty, you say. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, the Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get this diamond tip when you make that California trip? Get 'em, get your kicks, get your kicks, get your kicks on Route 66. Folks, I guess we ran out of gas.
They throw shit at us. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. It was way fun.
Yeah. I will put the MP3 of it in the usual place. If you're.
Oh, you got the whole. Did you?
I just grabbed a two track. I don't have a multi track recording.
What's the